before, but we have heard it said that experience is the best teacher. Do you agree with that? There's a good point in that, but I don't think experience is the best teacher. It is a good, thorough teacher, but the better way is following instructions. And a case in point, I thought of a story when I was a little boy, maybe 6 or 7 years old. Me and my just younger than me brother were outside playing in the winter time, and I was trying. Some of these details are quite plain yet in my mind, and some aren't so plain. But while we were playing outside in the winter time in northern Iowa, we were out in the shed, the machine shed, and we were playing on an old hay mower. My dad had an old green John Deere hay mower, a horse mower, and it had a seat on there and it had some levers. We liked to sit on that seat, you know, and play with the levers and act like we were driving something. And one of those levers was like a precast long lever with a perfectly round top so you could get a hold of it, move it. It was all one mold. It was all made of iron. Now, our parents had told us never, ever lick cold iron in cold weather. Don't do it. We knew that. I remember we discussed it a little bit, my brother and I, and we kept talking about it, but that round lever looked so inviting. And finally, I just couldn't help it anymore, and I stuck my tongue against that. Well, what do you think happened? I was stuck. The tongue froze onto the lever. Not for very long. I ripped it away and left part of the skin of my tongue on that lever. But I never forgot it. It was an extremely thorough teacher. But if I had just listened to instruction, I would have escaped all that pain and bad memories that go along with it. Another little episode I thought about is we had a vicious-looking buzzsaw. Now, some of you know what a buzzsaw was. It was a big old saw blade mounted on a running gear. It had a big saw blade on one side, had a heavy flywheel on the other side, and then it had a belt from the flywheel to some ancient motor on the front end. And we would use that to cut saws. Dangerous piece of equipment. Well, we discovered it was kind of fun to take that belt off and have one of the boys, turn the flywheel by hand as fast as he could, and the other one would take little sticks of wood or twigs and stick them in the saw blade and just cut them up. It's fun. Well, my father caught us and distinctly said, "Don't do that." But sometime later, we were doing it again, having all kinds of fun, and then something happened, a branch caught in the saw, and it jerked my hand into that saw, and to this day I have a scar right here where it started to sever the thumb from the hand, but it was all good. I learned another very painful lesson. Again, just listen to instruction. These things, you don't have to learn the hard way. For children, if we follow instructions, or in my mind anyhow, it was not so much do this and do that as it was don't do this and don't do that. But that's kind of a phase of life that we go through. As we grow older, it's more, the emphasis will be more on how we should live. And the answers are in this book here. If we go to school, we listen to the teacher's instructions. If we don't, we probably won't have very good grades. It will be reflected in our grades. So we all want good grades, so we listen to the teacher's instructions. A boss on the job has instructions about how to do it, and it's his responsibility to communicate with the homeowner or the owner about his preferences. Maybe he has specific instructions, which the boss will then relay onto the work crew. And if everybody listens to instructions, the job will be completed with good results and everybody will be happy. We've all done things in the past that we're not proud of. And usually it is because we didn't follow instructions, not always. God gave us a gift as humans. He gave us the gift of remembering, memories. We can think back, we can have lots of good memories. That's a gift from God that he gave us. But the flip side of that is we also remember the bad things that happened. We can have bad memories. Bad memories often come from not following instructions. Not always, but usually. It causes pain, sadness, regret. Sometimes there are honest mistakes, accidents, sicknesses, miscommunications, and so forth. And then we work through these things. But our God is a forgiving God, and he is quick to forgive us if we repent and confess. I'm going to read the first seven verses at the beginning of the Proverbs. Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. This book has been given to us so that we can live better lives with fewer regrets, and lots of good memories and fewer bad memories if we follow these instructions. I would like to sing song number 956 this time.
So
is taken from the third chapter in Psalms. I'm just going to read those verses yet. Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand. In her left hand, riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take a hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, this morning for this blessing of life and health that you have allowed us to gather together like this. We pray that you would bless our service here this morning. Give us wisdom. Give us humility that we might listen to instructions that you have left for us. That you would give us the wisdom to know what is right and what is wrong through your word. We pray for all those that are traveling, those who can't be here today, just bless their day. And pray for those that have a part in the service here the rest of this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. So it is time.